AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis says families are the factory of hope as he spoke to the thousands gathered for the festival celebrating the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. Julie Walker was there.
It's an elaborate production with a full orchestra and lots of stars, including Aretha Franklin, whose amazing grace brought lots of applause. Actor Mark Wahlberg is the evening's host.
I truly feel like today I could do anything. And I attribute all of my success to my Catholic faith.
The Festival of Families was held outdoors on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Organizers called it a celebration for families and a vigil for prayer. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
And later this afternoon, the Pope wraps up his visit to the U.S. with a mass for a crowd expected to be more than a million people. President Obama heads to New York today for a speech at a U.N. summit to deal with pressing global issues, including climate change and extreme poverty. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama will be taking part in events during the UN's General Assembly as well.
The centerpiece of the president's visit is his annual General Assembly speech tomorrow morning. But there'll also be UN sessions on development, peacekeeping, and countering violent extremism, and meetings on the sidelines with world leaders, including his first with Vladimir Putin since Obama put relations with Moscow in a deep freeze over its carving up of Ukraine.
Secretary of State John Kerry, also at the General Assembly, has met with Iran's foreign minister for help in finding ways to stabilize the Middle East.
We need to achieve peace and a way forward in Syria, in Yemen, in the region itself.
The office of French President Francois Hollande says French warplanes have carried out their first attacks on militant Islamic targets inside Syria. This is AP Radio News. German media report Volkswagen was warned years ago about the use of illegal tricks to defeat emissions tests. Automaker admitted last week it used special software to fool U.S. emissions tests for its diesel vehicles. One weekly paper reports VW's internal investigation has turned up a 2007 letter from a parts supplier warning against using the software during regular operations. Another weekly reports a Volkswagen technician raised concerns about illegal practices in connection with emissions levels in 2011. New York Mets wash away the bitter taste of the last eight seasons with champagne as they clinched the National League East division for the first time since 2006 with a 10-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Starting and winning pitcher, Matt Harvey.
This is the best day of my baseball career by far, and we're here to stay. We're here to do this more often, and that's what we're about.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.